Hey, this is Justin and Tony with Technology Rocks.
Rocks!
It still doesn't work. I mean, I guess it does
work.
Works
for me.
Works for them, works for me. With your belated podcast, T and I have just been in the field pulled in 15 different directions and in some cases 50 feet in the air, hanging onto a gutter to install things. So anyway, but we're here, we're still alive. Yes, we did get yelled at by our RSS team. Assessment team. But yeah, no, we're still here. We're still busy. We're just busy. I think we're going to peel off the home theater thing for probably a few episodes just because we've given you a lot of information to digest. I hadn't seen a whole lot of questions come in on that one, but I just don't know if people have questions because we were pretty thorough on those particular topics, I think. So movie news. Let's see, what do we got? Movie news, Beetlejuice 2 released, trailer, September. What do you got?
I'm waiting for you to finish. I'm gonna chime in as soon as you finish talking about that.
September the 4th. So that date has changed actually twice. It was the 24th, now it's the 4th. So we'll double check and just kind of keep on top of it. Amazon's Roadhouse actually hit one of the top producing films for Amazon. So kudos to Amazon and Roadhouse and Conor McGregor's naked.
Good for them. I still have no desire to see it.
What do you got?
Matrix 5. Big announcement on that.
I saw that. Without the Wachowski, which is different.
I think one of them is still going to be an executive producer on that, though.
Right. Yeah, I know. Last people were not a fan of Matrix 4 just because they felt like it took it in a really strange metaverse direction. And so there is a Matrix 5 in development. Keanu Reeves, of course, on board. Couldn't do it really without him because it would just be like...
Hopefully he'll have a better role this time because last time it was, you know... for lack of a better word, lame.
It'll be like Jaws without the shark. Yeah, no. So Top Gun 3 has been greenlit, according to Jerry Bruckheimer. Tom Cruise is on board, including all matching casts. So they are green lighting Top Gun 3. They do have a phenomenal script already that they've submitted to Tom. Tom loves the idea, thinks it's a cool direction. Of course, you have to keep up with said Tom Cruise, who is now filming Mission Impossible that has been delayed to 2026 now. So he's a very busy guy and just absolutely just always going. So it depends
and,
on when they can keep up with him.
Is talk of another... Pirates of the Caribbean, I think we've already kind of talked about that. But
Jerry, he did drop the news on that Johnny Depp is not going to be involved with that they're just going to have to move in a completely different direction, minus some of our favorite beloved characters. But, you know, to think about it, it's 21 years old. I mean, it's probably time. Johnny Depp's aged a lot.
The Matrix is 25 years old.
But Keanu Reeves has aged a lot better than Johnny Depp at the moment. So it's one of those
things.
Yeah,
but Johnny just looks more like a pirate the more he ages. A
lot of shakeups and breakups in the streaming category. Nothing really has changed in your sports world. So if you do have a streaming service, Fubo DirecTV Stream is probably the best to choose from it for your beloved MLB, which is completely dysfunctional at the moment and probably will maintain dysfunctionality till season's end, until they get all the red tape. ESPN, CBS, and then Fox Sports Net are supposed to be creating a one network that rolls them all type of thing, where all of your sports teams can be found in one place. Don't know when that's going to happen. Still no red tape. It's just somewhat rumor at the moment. Marvel did announce, they do have an announcement, they are continuing with the Marvel movie Kraven the Hunter. So that is going to be a this year Marvel movie release after Deadpool Wolverine, which is scheduled for July. Kraven will be out in the August area. And then DC is releasing their Joker movie, which will be the only DC release this year, in October. So
There also is the talk of a Howard the Duck reboot.
I did see that. So that'll be in the Marvel multiverse, but that was one of those that's been
shelved
for a minute.
That one, I think, is not going to be until either next year or even 2026.
Yeah, as Bob Iger stated, all Marvel projects have been shelved, with exception of those two, because they're already too far in production to put them on the back burner. They have really high expectations for Deadpool Wolverine, even though it's not really tying in. They also have plans to release another X-Men and Fantastic Four. There is a lot of hoopla over the Fantastic Four because Silver Surfer is going to be female in this movie, which is really weird. But anyway, that's just what they're doing.
You know, that's what we have to do now. We have to switch genders. And
Do you remember the show Ozark?
Yeah.
The spunky blonde lady,
yeah,
the short hair, she's playing Silver Surfer. So that'll be interesting. If you, they did.
The Silver Surfer is not going to be tall anymore. It's going to be short. Yeah. No offense to her height.
5'4"
character.
5'4", 120 pounds, soaking wet, if even that. Yeah, character. Interesting. So they have released new images of the Fantastic Four Human Torch character that's going to be slated for that. But again, there nothing Marvel related is going to be to any of that is going to be released until probably late 2024, early 2025, could include even 2026. So they've pulled the handbrake on all of that activity, and rightly so. So I know we don't usually talk about the dreaded D word, but Disney is going through some major changes right now. The board members of Disney have pressed for some of the heavy investors to now be on the board of Disney so they can make financial decisions because of all of the things that have bottomed out the funding for their movies. So what's interesting is George Lucas, of all people, has stepped up to the plate as one of the primary investors to back Bob Iger, who came, if you're not familiar with Bob Iger came out of retirement to be the head of Disney once again because of the direction Disney was going, and he's trying to pull it out of that direction. What's interesting, T, is I don't know how Kathleen Kennedy is involved anymore, because you're not hearing her name mentioned at all. I don't know if...
Do we need to?
I don't know if she's been canned or what's going on in that scenario, but so that's quite interesting about it. However, there's a huge fight between two of the big primary companies that have invested in Disney and Iger to try to keep them off the board, because there, as George Lucas has stated, no one knows Disney better than Bob Iger. You know, because if you think Bob Iger was behind the Marvel reboot, you know, with the, you know, continuing on with the original Iron Man to this giant thing that it is now, and he was actually between him and Kevin Feige, they were the and then John Favreau, they were all the main brains behind what the success that became Marvel and what Marvel is at the moment. So Sony did announce that they are not moving forward with the Madam Web series. I know we covered that because of this horrible box office failure that it was. They have to move forward with Venom. So Venom will be released this year. So that's kind of considered Sony slash Marvel, Sarvel or whatever. But they have to release that because of... it's already too far along for them not to. So it's kind of like Aquaman 2 territory. They can't pull the plug on it. Right. You know, it doesn't make sense to move out of it.
And they also, Disney, since we're in that conversation right now, they do have Inside Out 2, where they're going to be introducing some new...
Anxiety?
Yeah, some...
Not that we, because we all need a little bit more anxiety.
And then they're also going to be coming out with Mufasa.
Wait a minute. Why would you need Mufasa the cartoon? Is that a movie?
It's a movie.
But why is it necessary? Like, we all know the story of Mufasa. That's what's so bizarre. I don't know. It's just weird. Everything's weird. But yeah, no, okay. I did not know the Mufasa thing. I did know about the Inside Out 2, and they're hoping to knock that one out of the park. Again, all known projects have been scrapped thus far until next year, just because they want to focus more on the stories. They want to develop more stories and better characters and things like that. So, but a lot of shakeups in Disney as the streaming bubble is bursting. So with all that fun stuff going on.
And they're bringing out another Final Destination.
Really?
Yeah, Final Destination 6.
Oh, no, 6? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Not even sure how they're going to make all that work. I mean,
I am actually kind of, looking forward to Twisters, because I was a big fan of the first movie.
That's this summer, right? Isn't Twisters coming out this summer? I think July, when the old one came out, was July. So in July, you're going to have Twisters, and then you're going to have Deadpool Wolverine. So that'll be two big summer box office hits. And then DC is putting a lot of eggs in the Joker basket. I know the first Joker did very well. I don't know how well this one's going to be received because of the musical aspect of it. I don't know. I mean, Lady Gaga's behind it, and Lady Gaga's brilliant. So it's just, it's going to be I'm going to wait till it comes out on stream for me. I don't think I'm going to buy or rent or actually jump out there and go and see that one yet.
Also got Despicable Me 4.
I did know that one. What was weird, what was weird with that preview? Eminem is on the soundtrack of the preview. And I was like, never in my lifetime did I ever think I would see Eminem on a children's cartoon trailer, but actually springboarding off of that, Eminem is actually in the studio right now on a new album. Dr. Dre is in the studio with a new album. 50 Cent is actually jumping on Dr. Dre's album, and then Snoop Dogg is jumping on that album. So lots of cool music stuff coming out too. So
yeah. And we've also got another installation to the Alien series.
Yep, we did. We have talked about that one I think the trailer was just released on that one, and it does look pretty cool. Ridley Scott's behind it, so you've got some OG stuff that's coming out with it. So, yeah, lots of cool things. We'll see. We'll kind of see how this Disney thing plays out, just because I don't think we've known Disney has been in trouble for a couple years now. I mean, COVID really hit them harder in a way different level than most companies got hit because of the theme park aspect. There's a lot of money that funnels into Disney World and Disneyland. With that, the streaming thing's not working so well because the money doesn't really work. It doesn't really make sense on that aspect of it, as we've seen most of them. However, they started cracking down on accounts now. So there's been a lot of people getting those messages that are popping up that, oh, I'm sorry, someone else is using this account now. I know Netflix is starting to do this as well. Hulu is starting to do this, which means Disney Plus is probably going to follow shortly after because they're connected to Hulu. So, so that's interesting. So, local news, T-Bone's still going to be out at Comic-Palooza in May 24th, 25th, 26th, 1932 Correct. Booth number, and he's going to be doing all kinds of artwork, commissioned artwork as well. If you want that, you got to get on the list for T-Bone because he gets booked really quickly for that event because of the popularity. Still no information on Wine and Vinyl, still no information of Sip and Paint. Just, we need to get a date lined up because there's a lot of art. You got to remember, this is springtime, so there's a lot of festivals going on in the Woodlands.
Got to figure out which color of paint I want to sip first.
Well, true. Yeah. No, there's a lot of festivals that go on between April and June because the weather is the way it is, and it's very
perfect weather for it.
It's very Gilmore Girls, Stars Hollow type of thing. You know, it's like everybody's outside, wants to be outside, and you know, it's just weird. So, anyway, I can't believe I made a Gilmore Girl reference. But anyway,
I was gonna let that go, but you.
I meant small town reference. It's just a weird kind of a small town thing.
We'll go with that.
That we do. Yeah, I should. Let's just edit the Gilmore Girl thing out. You know, I can't help it. It's good humor. I cannot. I'm not going to deny that is decent humor. So anyway, interesting security news. Life update for me. I'm supposed to be getting a script for said project this coming Monday. So to see what the heck I'm actually doing and working on. And so a little bit more development on that. I still can't talk a whole lot about it. I just know that they're excited to have me on board and all that fun stuff. So that'll be fun to work on whatever project that was that I auditioned for 9 years ago or 10 years ago or however long ago it was. But it just goes to show you how hard developing a cartoon is, you know, it just, you know, because... You know, they're just now calling voice casting for all that stuff. And because the way it was explained to me is they develop a whole 2 seasons, you know, with scripting, and then they call the actors when, because it's you basically film 2 seasons worth of things in about a week. You know, so it's not like you're gone for weeks and weeks and weeks. It's about a week's worth of voice work, and then you're paid for per episode and all that fun stuff. So that'll be interesting. That's how cool, that man. Folds out. Don't know anything about anything. I still can opt out if I even want to do it or not. So I just want to kind of look at the script and what it is first. I mean, they may have me being a purple kangaroo or something. Who knows? Still think purple kangaroos will work. But anyway... so that's kind of cool personal news. So interesting security development. I don't know if you've been folks that have been paying attention to this. It's kind of salt in the wound for Tony at the moment, but AT&T had a security breach. So in the last probably 3 or 4 days, you have probably received an email that your security PIN code has changed on your account, and to go in, and they will not have a link on this email. So if you get an email with the link, don't go do that. Don't click on that email. The link should tell you to go to your AT&T app, and then as soon as you do that and put your old security code in, it will prompt you to do your new security code. The reason why is because AT&T's database was hacked, meaning everything that you give them to get a new cell phone account, meaning social security number, bank account for wire transfer, or credit card, the dark web has that access to that, which is why they're having everybody immediately change their PIN number. I also got this email. So I did see the email. I went on some of my, what I call my dark web blogs, meaning it's not dark web, but it's about things that nobody cares about unless you have a technical brain. And it is true. It's not a farce, and it did happen. So here's my interesting, you know, my brain and where it goes. This is the same cell phone provider that crashed 4 weeks ago, like global crash, meaning everyone in the United States that had an AT&T phone did not have cell phone service, like didn't have cell phone service, didn't have internet service. And then some people even lost home internet service. And then they come out that their database has been hacked. Now, databases get hacked all the time. Walmart has been hacked. Target has been hacked. Lots of people have been hacked where they've stolen personal information. So I figured this was an important enough topic to talk about, mainly because so many things are cell phone dependent, and the security of that dependency is crucial because your banking is on there, your apps are on there, you have things with Face ID that can get in your, you know, all kinds of things where you don't have to put names and passwords anymore. And so we've kind of reached this point where our security technology hasn't caught up with technology, and even large companies like AT&T are being affected by hackers, you know, or, you know, who are wherever or whenever they're coming from, you know. So, and that's the interesting part. So I want to talk about that for a minute, because when your bank account is hacked or when your credit card is hacked, they're very rarely, if they're professional at what they're doing, they're not doing large transactions. They're doing small transactions of $8 to $15 a pop to see if the end user notices and shuts their credit card down. If they don't, they will continue that behavior over a few months course to see if you've noticed. And you're thinking, well, why the heck would they do that for $15 or $8 or, you know, small amounts? Well, it's because if you're not paying attention to that, you're not going to pay attention to significantly larger amounts like $50 or $100 or $80, you know, or $80 to $100. But if you think about the math behind that, if they're hitting 20 to 30 people at a time, or even 1,000 people at a time going on a larger scale, then that's a lot of money they're siphoning all at once without having to do one large transaction. Now, the amateurs will try to do one large transaction with typically a mom and pop store, like an AV store or a pool company or something like that, just to get hardware that they can flip and sell. And so, but right now the common trend is they're labeling themselves with fake transactions, like through Amazon or Netflix or Uber or whoever. And if you look very closely at the name of the company, it will be one letter off, or it'll be like in your case, like in Tony's case, it'll say Amazon Kids or something. And there is no Amazon Kids. It's Amazon Corporation. If you do an Amazon transaction, it'll be an Amazon Corporation. So Tony kind of experienced this. This was before the AT&T thing, though. But you experienced this just not too long ago.
Yeah, like I was, you know, I keep all my credit cards that are linked to my bank account locked at all times anyway. But they hit one card, and then immediately hit my next card, and then hit my next card. You know, they hit all three of my cards back to back to back, you know, and it all said for Amazon Kids. And I was like, and they were all for the exact same fee. And it was just like just one thing after another. I had to have all of my cards reissued. I had to have my debit card reissued.
But for you, it was small amounts too, right? It started out as a small amount.
Yeah, and then it went up to like 1081.
Right.
Well, you know, the Amazon Kids was 532. And, you know, it's a pretty big deal, because even my parents' account, which is a completely different bank account, I go through Chase, they go through Bank of America, it even hit their bank account.
Right. Yeah. No. So there's a lot of data infrastructure that is being breached at the moment with these larger corporations. It's really hard to kind of navigate that if you're not familiar with that. But this is why Technology Rocks exists. This is why we're talking about these things, because, you know, if you're not one of those people that's paying attention to your bank account or paying attention to these credit card transactions, you may miss it. Like I noticed today that even gas stations, I got gas today, and when I put my card in, I get an alert on my phone when I put my card in. Well, there was a pre-auth for $200 on my card. Not a pre-auth, it just said $200 charge. And I was like, what the heck? Why is there a $200 charge on my Shell account? So I went in and talked to the attendant, and I said, hey, why is there a $200 charge on my Shell card? And they said, oh, it's a new pre-authorization now. And then what they do is they pre-authorize the card, and then they run the card, And then they refund it back in 4 to 5 days. And I'm like, well, but why is this a thing? So even gas stations and things like that are doing pre-auths that are over average of normal. I said, well, but how do I know it's going to go back in a day? One of those things, just one other thing that you've got to look for to keep track of to make sure you're not getting overcharged or overbilled or with these RMR types of billing cycles. So, and that's in that's the kind of the dangerous thing with this. You know, we went through this with checks. That's why Telecheck was created, you know, to Telecheck was a thing that ran your routing number through this electronic machine, and it went directly into your bank account, and it saw if you had the funds for it, and then it processed the payment very much like a card. You know, if you write a check today, they're still using that particular type of technology if they even allow you to write a check. Because checks were such a fraudulent thing in most cases. But now that we have, but what I'm saying, there's a point to all this, is that you need to be monitoring your bank account and your credit cards for these small transactions. You know, you need to be looking at, you know, if you see transactions that look odd, or that are reoccurring transactions like $5 a month, $8 a month, $9 a month, you may want to look into those a little further, because a lot of them will say Apple.com. Well, Apple.com shouldn't be popping up on your phone. It should just say Apple. You know, it shouldn't say Apple.com. It should say just Apple.
But also, you have to be aware, charges with like Uber Eats and DoorDash and stuff like that, those charges automatically go through.
Yeah, and you can't fight. And that's the other thing, is you can't fight a lot of these charges. You know, Tony's been having a lot of hard time trying to fight some of these charges, and they're like, oh, you have to take it up with the vendor. And they're like, well, how do you call Uber Eats? You know, you know, how do you call? Have you ever tried to call eBay? You know, that's the thing, is like, you just, there's no phone number. There's nothing to call. Have you tried to call QuickBooks? There's no phone number, you know.
And disputing something with Uber Eats and DoorDash, it's, you're just going to lose. They're going to say, well, the food was delivered.
Right. Yeah.
And so you just, you know, so. There were a few occasions that I paid for somebody's dinner that was upward of $40 each time, and then even paid for somebody's brand new shoes from Finish Line.
Right. Yeah. No. So
and
that's what
I have no. I can't battle it. I just had to accept a loss on that, and that was that's very frustrating when it's companies like that. But your thieves are smart out there. They know that. They know that you can't fight that. So they know that they're just going to get away with it. And the other thing is, like, you can't even ask, well, who is doing this? Because they actually protect the thief.
Yeah, no, in a lot of cases, or they'll treat the vendor as the thief. Yeah, no, and other acts of those things. Yeah, no, so that's what I'm saying, is be wary of small reoccurring charges or charges that you don't recognize. Do your due diligence. Go look up the firm. We had a headhunter agency pop up on ours one time, and this was, if you went back several months, it was, you know, $20 charges, $10 charge. And I guess they got brave and did a $300 charge. I think it was $345 or whatever. And it was one of those charges that was just, wow, okay, that's not okay, you know? And so, right. And it's one of those, and you don't even know who to call, you know, when you try to get, so that's what I'm saying, is pay very close attention to small charges coming across your accounts. There's a lot of weird things going on. There's a lot of weird things with services going on right now.
Yeah, just make it a habit to, you know, hey, you get a free moment, you know, you get a break in work or something like that. Just log into your account. Just, you know, check and see if anything came through. Because you may check in the morning and everything's cool, and then lunchtime you go to get lunch and you look, and all of a sudden you got like, you know, three or four fraudulent charges that you got to dispute, you know, before lunchtime.
Right. Yeah. No. So it's a thing, and it's happening more and more time. I mean, if a company like AT&T can get hacked, then, you know,
AT&T, T-Mobile has, yeah, and,
a lot of folks.
Chase has.
I know Target has on their kiosks that are on the tabletop. So there's a lot of interesting stuff that's kind of going on, so just watch it. Watch your stuff. You know, I thought that was interesting. Kind of went to go verify it. It is indeed true. It seems that Android devices have been a little bit more permeable to this type of hack than the Apple. Apple takes a very strict platform when creating apps and things like that because they're a very closed circuit, which is why it takes forever for apps to come out on Apple.
You can also protect yourself by, you know, if you're using an Android device and all, you can, you know, Norton has VPNs and all so that you can, you know, protect yourself from hackers because a lot of these people are getting in through your virtual wallets. And so you have to be careful if you have your card saved into a virtual wallet. It's very advisable to have a VPN on your phone, whether it be Apple or Android.
So on an Android phone, where is that? Because I know on Apple, it's called Apple Pay. It goes through their merchant system that's protected and encrypted. So how does it work on an Android?
It's going to be Google Pay.
Okay.
But then also, I bank with Chase, so I have Chase Pay.
Okay.
And here's the thing is like, once you dispute a charge on a charge that's been done through a virtual wallet through like DoorDash or something like that, when you battle that with your bank, and say they have to release you a new card and send you a new debit card or whatever, you have to make sure that so that you don't experience more or so that that new card that you were just issued doesn't get compromised itself, is that they remove any virtual wallets that that card number was on. Because the other thing that a lot of people don't know, and I didn't know either, I learned this in my ventures here recently, is that if you have stuff set up on a virtual wallet and your card gets compromised and they release you a new card, as soon as they release you a new card, that is immediately updated on your virtual wallet. So whoever was, you know, had compromised your card immediately has your new card number, and they can continue doing what they were doing with your new card. So it's very important to make sure that you tell your bank to remove your card information from all virtual wallets, and then also do the same thing on your end.
Yeah, no, there's another report that I'm just reading just now on one of my sites that says, you know, Apple TV, App Store, podcast even, and more to go down. It's been a rough day for the internet for Apple because their whole infrastructure has crashed. We don't know why, don't know what's going on. We'll kind of keep you up to date there. So if you're having problems getting on the internet with your phone, it's not your internet, it's actually your iPhone. And there's supposed to be an update that's coming. There's some kind of weird virtual disruption is what they're calling it. But it affects the arcades, the Apple books, and then the App Store, so to speak, that if you're having issues getting into that, iTunes, which I can't believe they're still on iTunes, Apple Music, it looks like they look to be still having issues or completely down at the moment. So again, that's the thing. There's a lot of weird things that's going on in technology. So just, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, our listeners are protecting themselves when it comes to all this, because if you don't understand technology, there is not a better time to start understanding technology, because you can turn things on with your apps where you get alerts.
Watch those
when these
push
charges,
notifications.
Exactly. You can also get push notifications when you've had transactions go through on your credit cards, so you can see them immediately. You know, that's another thing that you can do and you can stop it. Like, you can stop it immediately after it happens.
Well, and also in some of your apps, you also want to make sure that you watch, because they ask you, do you want to allow something to be able to run in the background? And, you know, unless it's something 100% necessary, you know, when it asks that information, say no to it, because you don't know what that app is doing in the background, or if something, if that app gets compromised, it's running in the background and things are happening and you don't know it till it's too late.
Yeah, no, and you're not, that's absolutely correct. There's also a report that WhatsApp, the WhatsApp phone,
people
that use for international phone calls and things like that, they crashed as of yesterday. So there's a lot of weird things going on with technology, a lot of weird stuff going on, you know, in the world. But they have said, and this is not tinfoil hat category, but they have said that this is going to be a different type of attack than we've seen before, meaning they're going to attack infrastructure. Since we're a very digital dependent society, meaning a very network dependent society, meaning Wi-Fi network and cell network and communicative society, that probably will be the first thing that you see get attacked. And what people do before they crash things is they paint what we call pinging, P-I-N-G, pinging, like sonar in the industry. They hit it once a little bit, and they hit it again a little bit, and they hit it again, and that's because they're testing that boundary of that infrastructure. So there's a lot of interesting things that are going on.
And also most charges below $100 are automatically approved.
Yes. Yeah, that's why they're doing it in a massive scale.
So they do it in small amounts.
Right.
Or they do it for, you know, purchases below $100, because it gets approved and goes through before you even know it. And, you know, it's ripped out of your bank account. And a lot of times your bank doesn't even catch it unless they are not smart in the way that they're doing it, and they hit you several times for several small amounts, one right after another. And, you know, that's how in my bank account that they caught it, is whoever was doing it wasn't paying attention that they were hitting my account for these charges too quickly, and my bank was like, whoa, wait a minute here, there's something not right here.
Yeah, and that's why I say the pros are typically doing it with one transaction at a time, and they'll do it maybe once a week. Sometimes they'll do it twice a week. Sometimes they'll do it even as little as once a month, because again, they're just testing that, what you're watching and what you're not watching. And if you're one of those that, you know, just kind of surfs through life and that isn't checking this type of thing, then you really need to keep a close eye on what's going on, because you're the ones they're looking for. You know, even people with mediocre credit are not safe right now from this, because again, they don't think that anybody's looking to test things and do that type of thing. So anyway, so with that being said, it's not as fun of a podcast today, but to me, it's something that was equally important. You know, Apple's having issues with their infrastructure. AT&T had an infrastructure breach 4 weeks ago. They haven't said that these two things are related, but it doesn't take a genius to figure out that they probably are related. And then now Apple has had an infrastructure breach on all that. So there's a lot of things that's going on that you need to watch for and keep an eye out for, to check out for. So keep a watch on your bank account, keep a watch on little tiny small charges and things that are going on, because you know, it may have already happened to you, it may be happening to you right now and you don't even realize it. So we'll see what happens with all this stuff, but you know, and then we'll kind of keep you posted on the Apple stuff, because the Apple thing is still new. Some people have said that it's already come back up and it's already back online now, but it's according to what I'm reading, that's it's going to be up and down throughout the day. So have you heard anything about that, Ian? Ian, Mr. Grain has just walked in on this podcast.
You couldn't wait for me.
Well, no, we were just doing it because we haven't posted in a couple days, so it was just one of those things. You have to speak into the microphone, please, sir.
I did message you to say I was on my way.
That's true.
This is the shirt?
That's the shirt.
So Ian gets Tony a shirt. Ian, have you heard about this? The Apple breach that's crashed Apple Music and podcasts and all kinds of stuff?
I haven't heard anything, but I do know I couldn't get on the App Store yesterday.
Could not get on that. Yeah, so that was it. So Ian said he saw it even as early as yesterday that was going on. So what we're talking about at this moment is, I don't know if you saw it, you may not have AT&T for your phone service.
No, I wouldn't touch him with your barge pole.
Okay. Kind of interested to see what a barge pole is. But actually, no, I'm not interested to see what a barge pole is. With that being said, so AT&T apparently had a data breach a few days ago where you were told to renew your security PIN code because they had a data breach that leaked social security numbers and credit card numbers and user information. Basically anything you need to sign up with a cell phone number is what was breached. And that was a few days ago, but it kind of correlates with what happened to them 4 weeks ago when their whole cell service shut down, when the whole world messed up. So anyway, so there's a lot of interesting information going out there, but as Tony and I were just talking about, you know, typically people that are hacking into your bank account are doing it with small transactions, not giant transactions. But they're hitting large amounts of people with small transactions, which is how they're making their money. So anyway, in case you heard, do you have something new?
No, I did see about the AT&T breach.
Yeah.
But it was reported that it was a re-breach, that stuff that had been
So it poked its head in and then went back in and poked its head back out.
Yeah,
so
two or three years ago, it was like some big breach, but it's been re-released.
Tony is bursting with content that he could say on that one.
So
but
many
he's
things.
Not.
I gotta keep this radio friendly, though.
Okay, gotcha. So, but anyway, so what we're saying is, yeah, weird things are happening. Apple kind of doing weird thing. WhatsApp got shut down a couple days ago. And then now trying to come back out, and then AT&T has a giant security breach. So watch your bank accounts, watch your credit cards, watch things for small transactions. It's not typically large transactions unless they're an idiot or they're new at what they're doing, but it's usually transactions between $8 to $100 because usually those transactions don't need credit card approval. They go ahead and let those transactions go through. So, which I learned now, gas station transactions are now pre-authorizing $200 on your credit card. Do you know that?
Nope.
I learned that today because I saw it pop up on my phone. They're now pre-authorizing $200 instead of, used to be $1.50 to $2, but now it's $200 that you get back in 2 to 3 days. How kind of them.
Well, you know, minus Philip, it's almost $200 now anyway.
Well, true. Maybe that's why it's $200. So, that's also true. But, that's a thing now. So, what's new in Mr. Grain's world?
Not a lot. It's all medical stuff. You wouldn't be interested.
How are you doing? Everything okie dokie? And
apart from an upcoming surgery, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we kind of knew that. So, yes. So, but that's good. Any new tech toys, anything like that?
Oh, always got new tech toys.
All right. What do you got?
I can't remember the last one I told you about. Door locks, integrating Apple HomeKit and Z-Wave and new garage door opener thing that works with Apple. So, forget my cue.
So I learned something cool about Apple yesterday. Apple they have developed a program called WebEx that's supposed to be a competitor to Zoom and Microsoft Teams that runs on Apple TVs.
Well, WebEx is Cisco product.
Right. So WebEx is actually in conjunction with Apple TV now. They're actually working with Apple TV to make an app for Apple TV, so more people will put Apple TVs in their conference rooms because it'll be a platform on their conference room where you can see all the things. If you, even if you have a TV, a camera attached to the top, like a Logitech camera attached to the top of the TV or something like that, that you can now run that whole platform through something like an Apple TV now. So it's, that's in development and actually baked, about to release. I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, you probably keep up more than I do. I've been busy doing a lot of other stuff, but
I just, you know, it's one of those things where even if I don't use it, it's somewhat important. That's why the AT&T breach. That's why the AT&T breach was kind of one of those things where it was a something that affected me, because I did get the email. I did see the email, and then 2 days later, they announced that there was a security breach on the email. Now, the email, they didn't tell you there was a security breach. The email says, oh, just, you know, due diligence to change your PIN code. You've had your PIN code. But no, that the real story was there was a security breach on Apple.
So. Well, the real story is that everybody gets breached.
Right.
And it's like you should change your passwords on everything on a regular basis.
Right.
You should use two-factor authentication. You should have alerts set up when your credit card gets used even for gas stations.
Right. Yeah.
Which I do.
Right.
And every so often I watch Bings and I was like, oh, just spent another $25 somewhere. Was
well,
that
the,
me? Oh,
the
yes.
Bing on my phone is what prompted me to walk into the gas station to ask, why did you bill me for $200? My gas was only $72. You know, why did you bill me for $200? And they said, oh, that's a new policy. It's a pre-authorization that Shell has started. And it's, you know, you'll see a refund minus the gas in 3 to 4 days. And I said, well, what if I don't want $200 on my credit? What if I only have $200 in my bank account? You know, what if I have $200 credit limit on my credit card? You know, what if, you know, what if? And they're like, well, I'm so sorry. There's nothing we can do about it. And I was like, well, so I don't know if all gas stations are doing it or if just Shell has started doing it. But yeah,
I didn't notice that recently when I was at Chevron that they did that. So
it was $200
No, no,
too?
No. I didn't see that they did anything like that to my account. So it may only be that Shell is doing that right now, but they may just be the beginning. It may trickle off into the other gas stations in the future.
Yeah, no, so, well, gas stations get hacked all the time, too. They have skimmers that people do it. Yeah, so protect yourselves. Look, as Ian just stated, you know, two authentication factors is a thing. Change your passwords regularly. Watch for small transactions that are coming across your bank account and your credit card. You know, Tony had a fake one that said Amazon Kids. Amazon Kids doesn't exist. It's Amazon.com or Amazon Corporate or nothing. That's it. There's no such thing as Amazon Kids as a transaction. You know, the Apple, you know, Apple, you'll see an Apple transaction come through. It's not Apple.com. It just says Apple Corporation. You know, that's what I'm saying. Watch for those types of transactions because that's how people are testing your border or your fortress to see how much they can get away with. Because even if they're taking $8 to $10, if you add that up to 1,000 people, that's a lot of money, you know, that they're getting away with and whatnot. So, but it still comes out as Amazon Corporation on the charge. It's not an Amazon. It doesn't say Amazon. I've already looked that up. Yeah, no, it doesn't say Amazon Kids on the charge. It says Amazon Corp. As it, like, if I go buy cat food or whatever on Amazon.com. It'll say Amazon. If I order a movie from Amazon.com, it'll say Amazon.com, the transaction. Now, underneath that, every now and then, it'll say a line item of movie purchase or something underneath it, but it won't be Amazon movies or Amazon this. So that's what I'm saying is look for those types of small transactions because they're usually not going to hit you with the large amount all at once. So, but protect yourselves. You're going to have to because that's the way the world's going. It's all going digital, whether you like it or not. you know, your own government's trying to get rid of liquid currency, any, you know, cash currency anyway, and money, everybody's trying to push towards digital. The more push you get towards digital, the more those borders will be tested to see what can be stolen from individuals and things like that. So just be careful, and you've got to bone up on your technology, whether you're a technophobe or not. You got to know about this stuff, because it's there and it's out there, and whether you like it or not, the days of writing checks are going to dwindle and come to an end. It's just the way it is. So this is me with your doom and gloom podcast.
And look after your old friends.
Look, and yes, exactly. If you have friends that are not tech savvy like Ian, you know, Ian is an old friend, but he's tech savvy. But if you have, he's literally has a shirt. This is why we need to do a video cast. He has a shirt with a tape on it that says, "I'm too old." And it shows somebody with a pencil going to the tape hole as if they were rewinding the tape back in the good old days. So it's one of those things where you've got to protect yourself, protect your parents, protect your parents' parents, protect your neighbors, but just be in the know about things, people that are trying to take things from you, because those $5 and $8 and $10 charges may be something that you're comfortable with, or that you, oh, so they just went to the store, or they just went to go get goods, or cost of goods sold, or whatever. You know, or so they, you know, the husband went to the store, or the wife went to the store, or whatever went to the store. You may find out that they didn't go to the store and somebody's taking $8 from you every month, you know, and it starts to add up as things get more expensive. So one of those things, yeah, no. So this is in a re-exposure, as Ian was saying, from the 2021 breach. So it's just the way of the world. Protect yourselves. You know, there are things like LifeLock and things like that that people have, that LifeLock doesn't really protect you. It's more of an insurance in case you get breached for a large sum, or, you know, heavy exposure with something like this. But there's a lot of interesting things out there. So I think we've talked about doom and gloom enough for the day, but we're going to jump on another podcast with Mr. Grain, since he has graced us with his said presence today, and then who knows what we'll talk about. But anyway.
Rebuttals.
Rebuttals? Oh, he's got a rebuttal list. I'm immediately excited. No, so it doesn't take much anymore. The immediate thing is, if you have any questions about how to protect things like your internet at home or activating these services on your phone and things like that, call us, 281-296-6600. Any of us here at the Technology Rocks Minefield will be happy to help you kind of beef up on your infrastructure there with a session, you know, or even, you know, Mr. Grain can come out and make an appearance to your home and show you how to do all this fun stuff, because if you haven't done it already, it needs to be done. You are not safe. It's just, you're not protected. You cannot let these types of infrastructures pretend that they're protecting you when it's so easy to protect yourself. So with that being said, I think that's a cast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Tony.
And the last word is?
Harry Potter.
Password.
Password. Yes, that's a cast, ladies and gents. Like or subscribe if you can, assuming Apple's up, because they may not be. I think Apple uses the word follow. But anyway, have a great day. We'll see you in a bit.